Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Elson. We're set as usual for our Saturday afternoon show on a really beautiful day in Chicago. And let's hope we have this kind of a day tomorrow when the Chicago Bears will be at Soldier Field for a big and a very, very important football game. This is a game that they cannot afford to lose if they expect to get into the playoffs. There's a lot of action on radio and on the tube today. You can see UCLA for one. And DePaul and UCLA will be on Channel 5 at 2:30. Indiana and Kentucky will be on tonight. And we see the Bulls will be on radio at 7:30 tonight. So there are a lot of things. Also, football is on right now. And at 3 o'clock today, Detroit plays Green Bay. That'll be on the tube. So a lot of action, a lot of things to listen to and to see. And we're going to be talking with an outstanding, very attractive woman athlete, Rita Easterling of the Chicago Hustle, who is a really outstanding player. So we'll talk about the ladies in that great sport, and she'll be our guest in just about 1 minute. We're delighted to have Rita Easterling of the Chicago Hustle as our guest today. In the Women's Basketball League, she led the league in assists last year, and she was fifth in scoring. And she hails from the great state of Mississippi, and I was wondering where your accent is.
I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, the central part of the state.
What does that mean? No accent?
No, southern accent all the way.
Well, you've been involved in basketball, actually, since you were a young girl, right?
Yes, I started playing when I was 12 years old.
Where was that?
That was in Morton, Mississippi.
In Morton, Mississippi.
Yes, that's also about 30 miles south of Jackson.
Uh-huh. Then what happened after that?
I went on and played in high school ball, Morton High School, and then I went to college for 4 years at Mississippi College.
Mississippi College. Is basketball, women's basketball, big there? Is that a woman's school exclusively?
No, it's a small Baptist school, about 3,000 students, but we went to Nationals 3 out of the 4 years that I was in college there. It's real big in basketball.
Do they have a big men's team, too?
Yeah, the men's program's pretty good, too, but they're better in football.
Well, now, what about you've been a pro, what, 2 years?
Yeah, this is my second year.
Second year as a pro.
Yeah.
How is the league doing?
The league is doing real well. I think it's here to stay. We have 14 teams this year, where last year we only had 8. And as far as I know right now, the teams are doing a real good job as far as financially, and only maybe Washington's having a little trouble with their, you know, financial business. But other than that, the other teams are doing real good.
Where did the Hustle finish last year?
We finished tied for second in our division.
How are you doing this year?
Well, right now we're third behind Iowa and Minnesota, but we've sort of been in a slump lately, so it takes us a while to get things together.
Where is the Iowa team's headquarters?
They play out of Des Moines, Iowa.
Out of Des Moines?
Yeah.
Well, basketball is certainly a physical type of game because there's so much running up and down the floor, so much activity and so on and so forth. Is it any harder on the women than it is on the men?
No, I think really they do the same, you know. The only thing, men is a little stronger and taller and more physical than women. I think that women play with a little more finesse and more team ball. And more. Well, the speed is about the same. We just play different styles, I think, because men can play above the rims where women can't.
Have you been involved in any other sport?
Yes, I played softball in the summers and on my college team.
Where's that?
Mississippi College.
Oh, Mississippi. Played softball?
Yeah, and I also play on a summer league.
Oh, around here?
No, in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, you stay in Mississippi?
During the summer.
Oh, during the summer.
6 months up here and 6 months at home.
Well, when you look at basketball, it is an exciting game. There's a lot of action in it, a lot of speed, a lot of running up and down the floor. The women probably can't do some of the things that the men can, but nevertheless, their game is very exciting.
Yeah, I feel like it is, and I feel like that the Hustle tries to play an exciting game for the fans to watch, a fast game, a running pace, which, you know, really keeps the fans involved.
How good a shooter are you?
Well, I shoot about 46% to 48%.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you led the league in assists last year.
Yes, I averaged 11.
You averaged what?
11 assists.
11 assists a game. Do they play the same length of time?
Yes. 48 minutes, 12-minute quarters.
Uh-huh. Same as the men.
Yeah. Everything's the same except for we don't play with a wide lane and our ball's a little bit, you know, smaller, about a half an inch smaller. You can't really tell that much difference in it.
Well, it seems to me, I may be wrong about this, that you girls really have a long season, don't you?
Well, we play 36 regular season games. Then they have an all-star game. They have playoff games, which all together probably play about 45, 46 games.
46 games a year?
Yeah.
Well, as you travel around the league, what are the prominent cities that are in women's basketball?
Well, like last year we had Minnesota, New York, New Jersey, Iowa, Houston, and then this year they added San Francisco, Los Angeles, New Orleans, St. Louis, Dallas.
Rita, where does, in your league of women's basketball, where does the talent come from? They come out of college or out of high school or what?
No, they don't draft out of high school because they're trying to encourage the girls, you know, to go on to college to get an education, to get something they can fall back on. And what they do is draft right out of college. Uh-huh. It's just like they do the NBA. They have a scouting group that goes around, and then they get all the top players, and then they go through a draft.
Well, I think that's a good idea, not to try to get them out of high school.
I do, too. I think that all the girls should go to college first.
Well, you play how many games in a regular season?
36.
36. And you're now in third or second place?
We're in third place.
Third place. How do you draw around the league?
Well, Chicago, we were drawing better than anyone until the last game. Like last night, we dropped down to like 1,300, and I guess that's because we're losing right now. You know, we're 4-6. But I feel like that when we start winning, that our attendance will come back up. Like we were averaging like 2,500 a game until last night. But in Iowa and Minnesota and, you know, some of the big name places that was last year, well, then they're drawing like 2,000 to 3,000 every game.
You have a man or a woman coach?
We have a man coach, Doug Bruno.
What about his philosophies about how the game should be played?
Well, he believes that you should play a fast running game. You know, he likes to run and gun. And he likes that because he thinks that it helps keep the interest of the fans because the fans like to get involved and see a fast-paced game instead of just sitting and watching the game just walk up and down the court. Uh-huh. It's better to have more action in it, to be running up and down the court and shooting all the time.
How big a squad do you have?
We have 12 men on 12 girls on our team.
12 girls on a team.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good-sized number, isn't it?
Yeah. We also have like two or three on an inactive roster, like an injury roster that we can use if someone gets hurt.
If you took the five top players in the women's league, and you would certainly be included as one of those girls, and you played the five top men in the men's league, what do you think would happen?
Well, we'd get beat.
I knew you were going to say that, and I was going to try to soften it up a little bit so you wouldn't have to put it that way. But why is that? Why is it that men do things better than women?
Well, because they're built a little different than we are. Yeah. They're taller, they're stronger, they're faster, quicker, and I just think that their game is entirely different from ours.
All right. Let me give you something that makes that ring not exactly true. The four greatest bridge players in the world are all men. A lot of women play, or a lot of great women players, but the four best players in the world are all men. They just have to sit at a table and play. Why can't the women be up in that group? That isn't any running around or shooting buckets or anything.
I don't know. I guess just men are just smarter, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it must be an exciting life for you anyway.
Yes, I really enjoy it. I enjoy the traveling.
Uh-huh. What's next for you now? Where do you play next?
Well, we play Tuesday at Dallas and then next Saturday at home.
Next Saturday at DePaul's gym.
Yeah, we'll be playing New Jersey.
You draw well there? That's a nice place.
Yeah, we're drawing pretty good crowds.
DePaul's got a terrific team, haven't they?
Yeah, they have a great men's team.
You ever work out against that team?
No. We work out against some of the guys around there, but none of the players.
None of the players, huh? Well, women's basketball is getting more popular all the time. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I think it's just now starting to really grow in the North. Like, where I'm from in Mississippi, I'd say the high school and college programs are probably about, you know, 3 to 5 years ahead. Uh-huh. But it's really picking up in the Chicago area a lot, especially since I've been here last year. The programs are putting a lot more emphasis on the girls' programs because now the girls have something to look forward to. After they finish high school, they can go on and play college ball, get a scholarship, get a free education, and then they could go and play pro ball if they wanted to.
How do you people draw at DePaul?
We're averaging about, I'd say, 2,500 right now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, our first couple of games we had around 4,000.
What's the power in the women's league? What team?
I'd have to say Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah, they beat us 11 points about 3 weeks ago, and I'd have to say they're about the strongest team.
The game of basketball, because of the physical side and the chasing around or running around so much, is so demanding. It's demanding on men. Is it more demanding on women?
No, I think that, you know, women have to condition just like men do. And I think in order to be a real good basketball player, you have to condition all year round, like jogging or, you know, I think jogging is best for you during the off season. Just do a little jogging every day. But I think that you have to basically train the same, men or women.
What else do you do?
As far as a hobby.
Like, you're single, aren't you?
I'm single.
That's good. That's good. You're talking to a single man here.
Oh, maybe we can get together.
That'll be fine. Well, anyway, I happened to catch a game, a week or 10 days ago or so, and I was really delighted. Women's basketball is, you girls really moved that ball around.
Yeah, I feel like that we're still trying to get ourselves accepted, you know, as a professional team. And I feel like that, you know, as the season goes on and as, you know, the years go by, that women's basketball will be accepted more as a professional team. Uh-huh. And first we just have to prove ourselves to the people.
Rita, does height play a part in women's basketball as it does, I'm sure, in men's?
Well, it's beginning to, more and more every day.
How much time do you practice shooting?
Usually about an hour to an hour and a half a day.
Each girl?
Well, it's all on your own. We practice two and a half hours a day as a team, but then a lot of us shoot on our own and do other stuff on our own.
Where are you best from? Are you better from the corners than you are outside?
I'm better from out front.
From outside?
Yeah, I'm a better driver. I like to penetrate to the basket.
Oh, drive in and shoot, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's very, very exciting, and the Hustle is, they really put together a fine team now.
Yeah, I think that we really, you know, got a good thing going.
Do you do anything else outside of play basketball? Do you work? Or?
No, well, not up here. Like when I go home in March or April at the end of the season, I go back to Mississippi College in Clint, Mississippi, where I graduated, and I'm an assistant coach there. I help with recruiting, and I also work at basketball camps in the summertime.
Well, that keeps you busy the whole year long then, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have a job there for 6 months, and I play for 6 months.
Our guest today is an outstanding woman athlete, Rita Easterling of the Chicago Hustle. They got a very, very exciting team, and I suggest you get out and see them when you have a chance. We'll be back with our guest in just about 1 minute.
5-6.
We're delighted to have Rita Easterling, an outstanding woman athlete, great basketball player with the Chicago Hustle. They have a very, very exciting team. By the way, who dreamed up that name? It's an excellent name.
Well, Karen Logan, that was here last year on the team before she got traded to New Jersey, well, she sort of got with John Garrity, the president of our team, and I guess they sort of put it together. I don't really know how they came up with Hustle, though.
But it's a great name.
I think it fits our team well.
Well, you people play 35 league games?
36.
36 league games.
Uh-huh.
Well, this keeps you busy most of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, we begin in October training camp, and we end up in March. And then the playoffs start about the middle of March, actually, and they go to, like, the second week in April.
You said about the team that has the best team is Iowa?
Yeah, Iowa.
And they play in Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids.
Does the league have really good balance?
I think that this year that there are not any really weak teams in the league. I'd have to say that maybe Philadelphia was one of the weaker teams. But basically, all the teams are pretty well average as far as talent.
Which is the best town in the league for women's basketball?
Iowa, they draw real good crowds. I'd have to say right now that they are. They have real good high school programs, you know. And, like, they average, like, 23,000 to their state playoffs for high school girls, and they still play the 3-on-3. And I'd have to say Iowa probably draws better than anybody.
Where does the talent come from? Right out of high school?
No, it's out of college.
Out of college?
Yeah, right out of college.
You play down at Mississippi?
Yes.
They know the war's over down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a great state, Mississippi. I have some friends that live down there. I love that state.
It's a nice state. I enjoy living there.
What kind of a school is it that you went to?
It's a small Baptist school of about 3,000 students, but they put a lot of emphasis on their basketball and football.
What do they specialize in, liberal arts? Or?
No, they have. We have a nursing school, and it's known for a lawyer school. We have
legal
law department. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of preachers.
A lot of what?
Preachers.
A lot of preachers.
Baptist preachers.
No lady preachers, though, are there?
Not that I know of.
That might be a racket for you after you get through with that. You're a pretty good talker.
Not that good.
Well, you're in an exciting business day by day anyway, aren't you? You're the business of playing basketball, women's basketball, a game three or four times, or how many times a week?
Well, we average probably 2 to 3 games a week, 3 at the most. But I enjoy it because I'm doing something that I love to do, and I really enjoy playing. I enjoy traveling and meeting different people.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice. Now, you're not too big, are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
5'6", and you weigh stand up, and I'll bet you I don't miss your weight by 5 pounds. Well, I'd say that you are, about 110?
110. About 137.
137? Boy, you really hide it. Nobody'd know that you weighed that much. I don't think anybody in the place would guess that.
No, well, I do.
Now, when do you play next?
Tuesday night in Dallas.
Tuesday night in Dallas. And you play back here next Saturday?
Next Saturday we play New Jersey.
At the DePaul Gym?
DePaul Alumni.
That's a delightful place. I haven't been over there. Well, I did see a women's game there one time, but I go over to see DePaul. Ray Meyer and I are very close friends. We had him on the show here just a short time ago. The principle of the game is about the same as the way the men play it, isn't it? The way you play it?
Same rules and all.
Is there any difference at all?
Nothing except for the ball in the lane.
And the ball, you say, is a little bit smaller?
Just a little bit, about a half an inch.
You play what, 4 quarters?
4 12-minute quarters.
4 12-minute quarters. Well, it is about the same then, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do after your playing days are over?
I plan to get married someday, have kids.
You picked the man out yet?
No, not yet.
Well,
still looking.
Still looking, huh?
Yeah.
You're about 20 what?
24.
24.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. Well, it's an exciting life for you, and you've got plenty of time yet. You're a young girl to look ahead to get married and have 4 or 5 kids and bring up a lot of basketball players.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Our guest today is Rita Easterling, an outstanding woman athlete. She plays with a fine Chicago team, the Chicago Hustle. And remember, they play at the DePaul Gym, and if you get a chance, get out and see them. They really got a fine team. We'll be back with our guest in just about 1 minute. We're delighted to have Rita Easterling, an outstanding women athlete who plays with the Chicago Hustle, as our guest here today. We were talking a little while ago about height. You said that you are what?
5'6".
5'6". Is that a handicap for you?
No, not really, because I try to use my speed and quickness to beat, you know, taller players. But the average in the league, I'd say, is probably about 5'10", 5'11". We have several 6'2s, 6'4s, a couple 6'5s in the league.
Uh-huh. Well, women's basketball, the league has been going now what? This is the second year?
Second year.
Yeah. Last year you had a very good year personally. You led the league in assists, and you were 5th in scoring. And where did the team finish?
We tied for 2nd in our division with Iowa. And then Iowa beat us in the playoffs by 1 point.
Is your team better this year?
I think that we have a lot better talent this year. Our rookies, we got 7 rookies on the team, and I think that they're, you know, more. All they need is a little more experience, and I think that we'll be all right.
And they get these girls out of college?
Yes, all out of college.
Well, there isn't the emphasis up here in the north on women's basketball in college. There is, of course, basketball for men. Is it different down south? Are there a lot of girls playing basketball in the southern schools?
Yes, I think down in the southern schools, they put more emphasis on the girls' basketball program than what they do in the north. And I think that, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, you'll see it changing up here, and they're starting to put more emphasis on it now. But I think it'll pick up more in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years.
How are you at free throws?
I averaged 75% last year. I think I was about third in the league in the free throw percentage.
Is it the pro game that has that 3-for-2 business?
Yeah, 3-for-2 or 2.
What is that? Sounds like a lot of nonsense to me.
It's just bonus situations. Like if you get, you know, foul trouble and early in the quarter, then you go to the line and you get 3-for-2 or 2-for-1. And it's, I don't know really, you know, why they do it.
How are you? Are you a two-hand shot, a one-hand shot? What?
One hand, right hand.
Right-hand shot.
Yeah.
Isn't that easier to guard against than somebody who can shoot well with both hands?
Well, it's, you know, it's good to be able, like, to drive right or left, but it's better to shoot one-handed than two-handed. Because if you shoot two-handed, like they used to shoot long ago, well, it's easier to block.
Uh-huh.
But today, the, you know, best shot in basketball is a jump shot.
The jump shot.
Yeah.
That's where you girls ought to be good.
Well, I feel like that girls can shoot a jump shot real well.
Now, they haven't changed the height of the rim, have they, in basketball in your time?
No, it's the same. It's always been the same, 10 foot.
Yeah, I think it's been the same at the stadium. As long as I can remember, they haven't lowered the rim at all.
No, it's the same.
And you have to spend practically all of your time, what, for 6 or 7 months, thinking about nothing but basketball?
Yeah, and I feel like, too, in order to be the best that you can be, that you have to also work hard during the off season. You know, shooting every day, at least an hour a day.
You go back home in off season?
Yeah, go back to Mississippi.
Who's down there?
My parents.
You got a boyfriend down there?
Just some friends.
Huh?
Some friends.
You got some friends up here, too?
Yeah.
Well, you're a very attractive girl, and that's easy to understand. Well, women's basketball is a great game. When you were never around here when they had the college doubleheaders at the stadium, were you?
No, I wasn't around then.
Boy, that was really exciting.
Last year was the first time I ever been to Chicago.
You were never in Chicago before?
No, just through the airport.
Through the airport. What surprised you the most about the city?
It was the bad weather.
The bad weather?
All the snow.
You don't have any bad weather down south, huh?
We only get 1 or 2 inches of snow every year, and it's gone in one day.
Yeah, and up here, we have it for about 3 months. We really got plastered last winter.
I know. From the time it started snowing, you never saw the ground until March.
The principle of women's basketball, the way you play it, there's nothing different than with women's and men's. It's the principles are exactly the same.
Yeah, the principles are the same. All the rules are the same.
The ball is, you say, about an inch smaller.
About a half an inch.
Half an inch. The hoop is the same height.
Yeah, same height.
Well, you play practically the same game as the men do. Why is it that, I asked you in starting the show today, how would you do against a fine man's team? You said you'd lose. Why do you just offhand feel that way?
Because they're a lot bigger and stronger, more physical than women. And they can play above the rim where we can't.
They can play above the rim.
Yeah, like they can dunk the ball. They can get rebounds off the rim and stuff, and we can't.
Uh-huh.
They're just stronger.
Well, I wonder, with all the activity, is it, to you personally, is it a tiring sort of game?
No, I enjoy it. But, like, you know, 48 minutes is a long time to play. I feel like that, you know, you have to have a good bench in order to substitute for your first team to give them a little rest, because I don't feel like that you can go all out and play good offense and good defense and play the full 48 minutes.
You have a squad of 12?
12.
That's the limit, right?
Yeah, that's the limit.
That you can carry.
Yeah.
How many new players do they add every season to your team?
They have a draft, and this year I think they had 12 players from the draft come in, and I think they kept like six or seven of them. So it'll vary from year to year.
And this is your second year?
Second year.
What is the life of a woman athlete in basketball? How many years?
Well, they really don't know yet, because it's something new, and I guess it's just, you know, left up to the individual right now. They haven't done a lot of research on it. They don't know how many years women will be able to compete. Like, I think maybe 6-7 years, maybe.
Personally, I did ask you, does it take a lot out of you?
It does. You get pretty, it's a pretty fatiguing sport because it's a continuation sport. It's not like football or baseball, you know, something you get to rest, you know, run a play and rest or, you know, run a few bases and rest. It's a continuation sport. You have to stop and go all the time.
Player of your talent, you're playing most of the time, aren't you?
Yeah, you got to have a lot of endurance.
Uh-huh. Well, Rita, we've enjoyed very much having you as a guest on our show today at Northwest Federal. I want to wish you lots and lots of luck. I've heard a lot about you. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Our guest today, an outstanding woman athlete, Rita Easterling of the Chicago Hustle. They've got a wonderful team, and they play very exciting basketball. When you get a chance, get out and see them. In the meantime, have a happy day and a happy weekend. And now this is Bob Elson saying goodbye until next Saturday at our usual time.